Hello, and welcome to today's podcast with the Art of Love Institute and your host, Teresa Beeson. Today, our topic is, what's holding you back? Allow yourself time, space, and energy to think through this question. That's if you think there's more for you, but somehow you just can't seem to figure out how to get there. What's holding you back from fully experiencing all your life has for you? I've been there, questioning and wondering what's holding me up. For me, two of the blocks to stepping fully into the life that I believed was waiting on me were fear and unforgiveness. As a counselor, I had coached and mentored people to forgive, all while not realizing that it was the very thing that I needed to do in my own life. You see, my fear was that if I were to forgive the offender for my heartbreak, then I was saying it's okay that I continued to suffer while my offender was off enjoying life. The truth is, I wasn't enjoying my own life. I was stuck in the pain of heartbreak and the trap of unforgiveness. I felt that I was the one who had been wronged and I was the one hurting. Having that victim mindset is so draining and it requires a ton of emotional energy. It can lead to high levels of anger and depression. So how often are we allowing ourselves to remain a victim? One day I discovered that love was the key that unlocked the door to my freedom. If I'm holding on to trapped negative energy, love can't make its way into my heart nor into my thoughts as long as it's being crowded out by anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, and a victim mindset. You can take your life back and you can fight for your emotional freedom. Today, I want you to see that your freedom is in your hands. You have the key to unlock the door to your own freedom. And I want you to step outside of the shackles and the traps of anger and unforgiveness. And I want you to do this because you deserve love and you deserve peace of mind. So ask yourself, who or what do I need to forgive? How will forgiving help me to become a better version of myself? So in your quiet space, I want you to think of situations and people that have hurt you. Now, this might be painful and this might be difficult, but if you're able, I want you to get a picture or an image of that person or that situation in your mind. And if you're ready, I want you to speak their names out loud or that situation out loud or whisper it inside of your mind. It's time to release the negative energy and the negative emotions that are trapped on the inside. Once you move out the negative energy, you will need to quickly fill it up with liberating truth and positive energy. And one thing I know is that love is the best occupant for your beautiful heart. Love increases your capacity to grow and mature spiritually and emotionally. This growth and maturity leads to better emotional and spiritual health and improvements in your relationships and your physical health. Prepare your heart to receive peace and to create space for love to fully reside. Now, as you do this, your level of awareness is being raised so that you know that anger and unforgiveness does not serve your heart. It does not serve your mind. It doesn't serve your spirit, your relationships, or your health. So, to unleash your true inner beauty, your great inner strength, and your inner wisdom, you need to make room for love. Now, you can go slow and know that this process will take place over the course of time. And I don't want you to allow the fear of letting go to get in the way of your victory and your breakthrough. So I'm encouraging you to keep pressing. Now, meditation can be a great avenue for quieting your mind and allowing loving and kind thoughts to flow. Another way that you can continue to process anger and unforgiveness is through writing and journaling. You can write your feelings out on paper and you can rip the paper up afterwards if you desire. So, I want you to feel supported. I want you to feel loved and cared about. So you might be more comfortable doing this in the presence of someone that you love and trust. Or you might seek out professional support. If you need further help, you can sign up for one of my classes or get my one-on-one spiritual coaching and mentoring. I've been your host today. I am Teresa Beeson with the Art of Love Institute. And here's to your health, your peace, and your well-being. And we'll see you next time. Hello, I am Teresa Pettigrew Beeson, professional counselor and love and relationship strategist. I am also the founder of the Art of Love Institute Counseling and Wellness Center. Today, we're going to be talking about how we process the things that happen in our lives. So as I begin working through the Art of Love, one of the first statements that I make in the book is that the events of my own life have made it challenging to let go of everything that hinders the divine flow of God's supernatural power in my life. And so as I began to think about that and I began to meditate and process that, the question that I ask of myself is, what was it about the events that made it challenging for me to let go? And my mind went to this idea that it was the things that happened to me. It was the things that happened to me. So I saw something as happening to me, as someone hurting me, someone distracting me, someone causing me pain. So it was what was happening to me and how I perceived that and how I took that in a way when we say, oh, don't take it personally. Well, I was taking those things personally. And the more I took it personally, the more my view, my attitude, and my thoughts began to support and fortify the beliefs that I had that justified me putting up the walls. It justified me holding on to the anger. It justified me staying stuck. And the interesting thing is that when we are stuck, we're not always cognizant. We're not always aware that we're actually stuck. And the reason why we're not seeing progress and the reason why we're continuing to be angry and we're continuing to replay the sequence of events that cause us to be angry and causes us to be resentful and unforgiving, we're not seeing the connection between those actions and us not being able to move forward.
And one of the reasons that we're not able to move forward is because eventually those emotional energy constructs begin to work as shackles. They begin to shackle us in place. They begin to cause us to continue to sink into the quicksand of our pain and of our experiences that we have taken personally, because we see it as a violation against us, against our trust, against our love, and we are not able in those moments to love ourselves enough to release it. Because if we were to step back and if we were to see the impact that our actions and our way of thinking is having on us, if we were able to see that from a higher view, I believe that most of us would choose to release and let go of those thoughts, attitudes, behaviors that keep us stuck. Because I believe that the majority of us want to be free and we actually want that breakthrough. And it doesn't mean that we rush through the pain. It doesn't mean we rush to a place of forgiveness, because that's like rushing a wound to heal. That wound still requires care. It requires cleaning. It requires nurturing and tending to the self and the body. And so the same thing with an emotional wound or a spiritual wound. It's going to require time. And so we're not trying to rush through a process and have an incomplete healing, but we're looking for a complete and total healing of those places where we've been hurt and wounded. So that is our brief teaching for today, an opportunity for you to think about how you might apply this to your own life and areas where you may be feeling still stuck in the emotion or the pain of past events, and even some current things that you might be dealing with, and you're looking for, how do I move myself through this? And so it's going to be with intentionality and it's going to be with purpose, knowing that your end result is to be kind to yourself. And as you're able to do that, then you're able to even move into a place of forgiveness. It doesn't necessarily mean a place of reconciliation, but it definitely means a place of forgiveness, which actually brings freedom for yourself. And it also frees the person who you may be holding hostage or prisoner to your own attitudes and thoughts. And so there's where we want to end our episode for today. I hope that you will find something in there that is useful for yourself, and also an opportunity to share with someone else who you know might be in need of this message. Take care, and I'll see you next time.